Chapter 7. Solomon was 13 years building a house for himself till it was complete. And he made the house of the woods of Lebanon, which was 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high, resting on 4 lines of cedar wood pillars with cedar wood supports on the pillars. And it was covered with cedar over the 45 supports which were on the pillars, 15 in a line. There were 3 lines of window frames, window facing window in every line, and all the doors and windows had square frames, with the windows facing one another in 3 lines. And he made a covered room of pillars, 50 cubits long and 30 cubits wide, and with steps before it. Then he made a covered room for his high seat when he gave decisions. This was the covered room of judging. It was covered with cedar wood from floor to roof. And the house for his living place, the other open square in the covered room, was made in the same way. And then he made a house like it for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken as his wife. All these buildings were made, inside and out, from base to crowning stone, and outside to the great walled square, of highly priced stone, cut to different sizes with cutting instruments. And the base was of great masses of highly priced stone, some 10 cubits and some 8 cubits square. Overhead were highly priced stones cut to measure, and cedar wood. The great outer square all round was walled with 3 lines of squared stones and a line of cedar wood boards, round about the open square inside the house of the Lord and the covered room of the king's house. Then King Solomon sent and got a ram from Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. He was full of wisdom and knowledge and an expert worker in brass. He came to King Solomon and did all his work for him. He it was who made the 2 brass pillars. The first pillar was 18 cubits high, and a line of 12 cubits went round it, and the second was the same. And he made the 2 crowns to be put on the tops of the pillars, of brass made soft in the fire. The crowns were 5 cubits high. There were nets of openwork for the crowns on the tops of the pillars, a net of openwork for one and a net of openwork for the other. And he made ornaments of apples, and 2 lines of apples all round over the network, covering the crowns of the pillars, the 2 crowns in the same way. The crowns on the tops of the pillars were ornamented with a design of flowers, and were 4 cubits across. And there were crowns on the 2 pillars near the round part by the network, and there were 200 apples in lines round every crown. He put up the pillars at the doorway of the temple, naming the one on the right Jachin, and that on the left Boaz. The tops of the pillars had a design of flowers, and the work of making the pillars was complete. And he made a great metal water vessel 10 cubits across from edge to edge, 5 cubits high and 30 cubits round. And under the edge of it, circling it all round for 10 cubits, were 2 lines of flower buds, made together with it from liquid metal. It was supported on 12 oxen, with their back parts turned to the middle of it, 3 of them facing to the north, 3 to the west, 3 to the south, and 3 to the east. The vessel was resting on top of them. It was as thick as a man's open hand, and was curved like the edge of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It would take 2,000 baths. And he made 10 wheeled bases of brass, every one 4 cubits long, 4 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high. And the bases were made in this way. Their sides were square, fixed in a framework, and on the square sides, between the frames were lions, oxen, and winged ones, and the same on the frame, and over and under the lions and the oxen and the winged ones were steps. Every base had 4 wheels of brass, turning on brass rods, and their 4 angles had angle plates under them. The angle plates under the base were of metal, and there were ornaments at the side of every one. The mouth of it inside the angle plate was 1 cubit across. It was round like a pillar, 1.5 cubits across. It had designs cut on it. The sides were square, not round. The 4 wheels were under the frames, and the rods on which the wheels were fixed were in the base. The wheels were 1.5 cubits high. The wheels were made like carriage wheels, the rods on which they were fixed, the parts forming their edges, their rods and the middle points of them, were all formed out of liquid metal. And there were 4 angle plates at the 4 angles of every base, forming part of the structure of the base. And at the top of the base there was a round vessel, 1/2 cubit high, In the spaces of the flat sides and on the frames of them, he made designs of winged ones, lions, and palm trees, with ornamented edges all round. All the 10 bases were made in this way, after the same design, of the same size and form. And he made 10 brass washing vessels, everyone taking 40 baths, and measuring 4 cubits. One vessel was placed on every one of the 10 bases, and he put the bases by the house, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, and he put the great water vessel on the right side of the house, to the east, facing south. And Hiram made the pots and spades and the basins. So Hiram came to the end of all the work he did for King Solomon in the house of the Lord, the 2 pillars and the 2 cups of the crowns which were on the tops of the 2 pillars, and the network covering the 2 cups of the crowns on the tops of the pillars, and the 400 apples for the network, 2 lines of apples for every network, covering the 2 cups of the crowns on the pillars, and the 10 bases, with the 10 washing vessels on them, and the great water vessel, with the 12 oxen under it, and the pots and the spades and the basins. All the vessels which Hiram made for King Solomon, for the house of the Lord, were of polished brass. He made them of liquid metal in the lowland of Jordan, at the way across the river, at Hadarma, between Succoth and Zarethan. The weight of all these vessels was not measured, because there was such a number of them, it was not possible to get the weight of the brass. And Solomon had all the vessels made for use in the house of the Lord, the altar of gold and the gold table on which the holy bread was placed, and the supports for the lights, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left before the inmost room, of clear gold, and the flowers and the lights and all the instruments of gold, and the cups and the scissors and the basins and the spoons and the fire trays, all of gold, and the pins on which the doors were turned, the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and the doors of the temple, all of gold. So all the work King Solomon had done in the house of the Lord was complete. Then Solomon took the holy things which David his father had given, the silver and the gold and all the vessels, and put them in the storehouses of the house of the Lord.